So the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, today called for a massive increase in places available for refugees in third country, simply because the global resettlement needs grow very much in parallel with the rising refugee numbers.
When you say third country, you mean the country that they didn't necessarily arrive in. So they arrive in one country, but they need to be resettled elsewhere.
Yes, the resettlement is one of the three solutions that UNHCR can help with when solving refugee problems together with the governments. First and foremost, there is the voluntary repatriation, which is a solution preferred by the refugees themselves. Then there is a possibility of local integration, should the first one be impossible. And then ultimately, the resettlement is, if you like, a strategic solution, a strategic protection solution for those who cannot obtain a solution either through repatriation, through voluntary repatriation, or through the local integration in the first country of asylum. So the High Commissioner today essentially called on the world governments to massively increase the number of places available for refugees in their countries, because the needs for resettlement are growing in parallel with the rising refugee numbers. And as you may know, we are living at a time of unprecedented global displacement with millions of people on the run.
You, sorry to interrupt there, but you say, let's just put some figures to back that up. Close to 1.2 million refugees need resettling globally. But you say that there are fewer places, 43% fewer places available, only 93,000 compared with last year. How is that possible after the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants last year, only a few months ago, in fact, when every single member state agreed to do more to resettle these refugees and take them in?
Well, the New York Declaration was a milestone in global solidarity with refugees, and the mainly developing countries which host almost 9 out of 10 refugees. And essentially, what the High Commissioner has stressed today is that the commitments made at the summit need to be matched with the real action, meaning we need more resettlement places in order to meet the current needs. Today, we estimate that about 1.2 million refugees are in need of resettlement as a strategic protection solution for them, but we only have 93,000 places available in resettlement countries.
Who are these refugees? We're talking about Syrians. We are talking about those from sub-Saharan Africa who really are in a protection crisis and they need shelter.
But we are talking about the most vulnerable out of the vulnerable. Last year, in 2016, we submitted more than 162,000 of such cases for resettlement. This was the highest numbers in two decades, and more than 125,000 of them were actually able to start their new lives in another country. Almost half of these who were resettled were Syrians last year, while also another 44,000 were the refugees from the Saharan Africa, and this 44,000 was also in itself the highest figure for this particular region in the past 15 years. But the overall projected needs for the coming year is basically 1.2 million refugees are in need of resettlement globally, but only 93,000 places are currently available in the resettlement countries. We also have to recognize that even though the number of the countries that are resettling refugees has grown to about 37 in 2016, with some of the European governments setting up programs for the first time, as well as Argentina and Brazil, amongst others, you know, who were made new commitments to resettle Syrian refugees, we also have a keen interest in broadening that circle of countries, in other words, inviting more countries to join the resettlement programs for refugees.